Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I shared the story of how James Otis in 1761 tried to persuade the court in Boston to revoke writs of assistance. This was a power granted by the British Parliament to soldiers and customs officials to enter the home of any colonist at any time to search for smuggled goods, and to do so without the need for probable cause of a crime or the requirement for a judge to sign a warrant. In his five-hour speech, he proclaimed, quote, "A man's house is his castle," unquote. Sadly, the court ruled against him. John Adams, America's second president, later credited this unsuccessful effort as resulting in, quote, "Then and there, the child independence was born," unquote. Otis's effort is a major reason for the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. This promises Americans that they will, quote, "be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures," unquote. The Fourth Amendment says that for the government to search persons or their houses, papers, and effects, it must have a warrant with a specific name on it that identifies what the authorities are looking for and must state that there is probable cause of a crime for them to conduct the search. The Fourth Amendment originally guaranteed that a warrant would be deliberated upon and written by an independent judiciary, not by a policeman, soldier, IRS agent, or the National Security Agency. Separating these powers protects individual privacy in America. From 1761, fast forward 252 years to 2013. The Fourth Amendment is pretty much worthless. The National Security Agency, even before its authority was expanded under the USA Patriot Act, uses generalized warrants to spy on the telephone, internet, and email records of hundreds of millions of Americans. When Edward Snowden, a contractor with the NSA, released a flood of classified documents exposing the NSA's massive warrantless spying on Americans, was he acting like James Otis did in 1761, which John Adams credits as being the spark that led to the American Revolution? That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.